You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one to get through is Cole. Hello, Cole. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's a great day so far. We're having a blast.
Good day.
So now all the pressure is on you, Cole, to keep it going for us, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You can handle it. What all do
right.
you do?
I'm a technology engineer.
Technology? What does that mean? What do you
That's
do?
That's too vague for us.
What do
Cole,
you
it's
do?
Too vague.
Well, I design boardrooms, classrooms, stadiums, you know, technology that goes in them.
Oh, technology that goes in the boardroom, like you just put flat screen TVs in.
Yep, put flat screen TVs in, the sound systems, you know, things like that.
Okay, a little camera.
Now, you said stadiums. Yeah. What stadium have you done that we would know?
Well, the Super Bowl, if you watch the Super Bowl in Vegas, in Los Angeles, or the Pro Bowl in Vegas.
You were there? You did all that?
Not all of it.
You hooked up the Jumbotron?
He plugged it in.
Yep, I plugged it in.
That's pretty cool.
That video system they've got at that SoFi Stadium in L.A. is pretty mind-blowing.
It is. Yes, it is.
It's so big, and it takes up so much space that it's, I don't know, it's almost like
it's
people
ungodly.
Aren't watching the game. They're just sitting there. They're at the game, but watching TV.
It's distracting, yeah. It's too
I don't
big.
Get it.
It's, you know, it's actually kind of the design philosophy behind it. They want to make you feel at home while you're in the stadium.
I guess.
All right, well. How is your house that you live in, Cole? Have you wired the hell out of it? Done all sorts of cool stuff?
You know, I'm kind of at home. I don't want to have to deal with it, so I have as minimal stuff
okay.
as possible.
So I feel like if this was your profession, like I'd have a sweet surround sound system and monitors in the wall and all sorts
yeah,
of cool
stuff.
Yeah, but
I get what he's saying. That you know, he's like, at work.
He's like, you don't need it at your house.
I guess it's like somebody who's a chef, when they go home, they just order a pizza.
You just want mac and cheese.
Yeah, keep it simple.
All right, buddy.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I am ready.
All right, 10 seconds. The letter you're getting is M. M as in Marty.
Good
M
one.
As
Good
in
one.
Mexico.
Good.
M. In 10 seconds, I want five animals that begin with an M. Five different animals that begin with an M. Ready and go.
Monkey. Oh, this is harder than it seems.
One.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I
want to
say
mammal. Well, yeah, I might have allowed your
a
time.
A monkey mammal.
I might have allowed
no, we're not going to take mammal. We accept that's moose.
See, moose was a good one. I was going to say animals that start with a letter M, and then my example is going to be, you know, like Mickey Mouse.
There
mouse
you go.
Mouse would be one.
A muskrat.
And many more.
I should have paid attention in biology.
Doggone it. Well, you're too busy wiring the screens in the classroom, man. So
I know.
Thanks,
all right,
cool.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Hope you have a great day at work. We appreciate you. Here's Julie. Good morning, Julie.
Morning.
Hey.
What are you up to today? Anything fun?
I'm just chilling with my cat, Bill Murray.
Your cat's name is Bill Murray?
Sure is.
I love that.
It's fantastic.
I love it when people name their animals funny names.
Now, when you call your cat Bill Murray, do you use the full name each time?
Of course.
You have to, I would think. Yeah.
It doesn't really matter for the cat. They don't come when you call anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But
are you a Bill Murray fan? Is that the...
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what I'd name my cat. Will Ferrell, I guess.
Yeah.
So, my son, like me, is a big Green Bay Packers fan, and he got a cat several years ago, and the cat's name was Charles Woodson, who is the Hall of Fame, defensive back for the Packers. The cat's name, Charles Woodson. I mean,
that's a great cat name.
This is fantastic.
That is a great cat name. I have my Green Bay Packers shirt on right now. It's the only thing
you
green
do.
I
wow, oh, you guys can be friends.
Well, and totally. It's green for St. Patrick's Day, too, so...
Skiddly diddly.
That's correct. That's the only reason.
Who's your favorite player?
On Green Bay?
Yeah.
I'm not a Green Bay fan. It's just the only Green
you
Bay
You just have the shirt.
Green.
Okay,
this is green.
That's funny. Oh, good for you. All right, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us?
I'll give it a go, sir.
Yeah, what, you know, got no choice. You're on the spot here.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. So,
10 seconds.
Okay.
Now, what we're looking for here are 5 different types. It's almost like the brand names of apples. Mm-hmm. 5 different apples that you might pick up at the produce section.
A ton of them.
Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Ambrosia, Gala, Delicious, Granny, Lady, Pink Lady.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna take that Pink Lady at the very
end.
Yep,
absolutely.
And even though it's Granny Smith,
I will allow yes, Granny. We all know.
The Granny Apple.
Give me some of those Granny Apples.
The Granny Apple.
And you know what, Julie? That makes you a
winner!
Yay!
Good job, Julie!
She knows her apples.
Well done.
How do you like them apples? Listen, please, you and Bill Murray have a great day. Just stand by, and Josh will come along here in a moment. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
You as well.
All right.
That is funny. That's Bill Murray,
so good.
The cat.
Love it.